It's Wellness Wednesday on Warm 101.3, presented by Restoration Wellness, and it's Dr. Matt. Today we're talking about supplements. We talked about why to take them. We talked about how to take them, and now we're talking about which ones to take.
All right, so my top three, a little bit timely, I guess, because, you know, I think people are still, even though we're out of cold and flu season, certainly, but, you know, I think that everybody still has their immune systems on their mind. So, you know, my top three right now would have to be a vitamin C, a good quality probiotic, and a vitamin D. And I think that it's kind of a nice opportunity to just talk about the three of those for a moment, because vitamin D, you know, we typically think I'm going to get that from my milk that I drink. I'm going to get that from the sun that I'm out, you know, hopefully exposing myself to. But the reality is that, you know, your body really has a tough time taking it from the sun. That's a natural process. It will happen. But so many factors go into the fact that we just have our body has a very limited ability to take that vitamin D that it makes from the sun. So a supplement is a much more efficient way to go. So inexpensive, so easy to do. A lot of them are liquid based. Certainly there's pill forms, but vitamin D can make such a profound difference because it interacts with a lot of the hormones in the body tremendously. So I've seen many studies, and I've even, you know, anecdotally just watched many clients make such a huge difference in their mood, in their energy levels, in their immune systems, just from adding one very simple nutrient like vitamin D. So that's an awesome place to start. Vitamin C, you know, for totally different reasons, supports the immune system in a tremendous way. Wonderful antioxidant, which just means, you know, it helps your body to age better. It's kind of the simple reality here. It reduces inflammation. So we love vitamin C for many, many reasons, but that's kind of the quick list there. And then, you know, finally rounding this out, probiotic is just such a crucial thing. I'm loving the fact that I'm seeing more and more people talk about gut health today. I used to say that to people, and they'd look at me like I had five heads. What?
Now we're interested. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just, what's your name? What's the actress that does the commercials for the yogurt there? I can't think of her name.
I know who you mean, but yes, I can't come up with her name either.
I can see her.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
There you go. I knew it was three names.
That's right. Yeah, she did start this off. Thank goodness for her. Yeah. but yeah, bottom line, probiotic, just wonderful because kind of like we started this conversation a few minutes ago, Tony, it was, you know, it's really comes down to the fact that we do food so differently today. You know, decades ago, we would have eaten a lot of food that was more probiotic rich. We had to store our food differently. There's so much difference. So today, maybe more than ever, we need quality probiotic coming into our bodies because, weird as it sounds, by pure number, okay, by pure number of human cells versus bacteria, good bacteria, we are outnumbered in a healthy body. Our bodies would actually contain a higher number of good bacteria than we would human cells. It's crazy to think about, but they form a really healthy relationship, and they actually keep a lot of infections at bay if we're feeding those good bacteria the right nutrients, but also just replenishing them, because living in the gut, you know, they get a lot of abuse, so to speak. Right, so right. A quality probiotic is a really good place to be.
All right, Dr. Matt on Wellness Wednesday, thank you very much here on Warm 101.3.